Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the precipice of the 2021 football season. And all the experts have said that your Detroit Lions are going to be lovable, but they're probably going to stink this year. One man defied those odds and said, nope, I think they're going to be winners. It's only happened 12 times in their entire history as a franchise have they won more than 9 games. Bill says it's going to be 13 this year. Bill, welcome back.
I said 9-8, and I'm sticking with it. And that goes back to the end of January on the Huge Show, which is now heard on 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. Weekdays at 3. I said 9-8. And let me think about this for a moment. Even when I read the article from SI.com, are the Lions secretly tanking? And I said I may need to revisit this. And you just jumped in like a shark ready to circle and said, come on my show. Will you come on my show and change your prediction? Will you come on my show and change your prediction? Will you do that, please? You know, here's what's up. They were 5-11 last year with that horrible defense. I looked at the two-deep roster and even shared this at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook. I think they're a better football team at every position except wide receiver and kicker from a year ago. Yes, better at quarterback with Goff because he fits what they have. The Lions will win 9 games. They play 17. They won 5 last year, and they were pathetic, and they fired their coach, and they traded their so-called franchise quarterback. 9-8. I'm sticking with it, and it's not crazy.
Okay, now you're kind of alone. Most people who cover the Lions for a living, I don't. I'm just a schmuck throwing numbers. I mean, I don't know anything. But a lot of people who do this for a living, specifically Kyle Meineke, he, you know, when you read those things, does it make you think, uh-oh, I might have bitten off more than I can chew?
When you stand alone, you know, life is about, Eric, and sometimes you there in the fear bunker north, fear bunker south, fear bunker east, west. You got more fear bunkers than doomsday preppers. But that when you stand alone with the prediction, and I've taken the arrows since, if you think about it, end of January, that's a healthy amount of arrows, and I'm not wavering. You know, the Lions, I will say when it wasn't Mikey's story, it was SI.com roundtable. But, you know, when I looked at the DraftKings Sportsbook app board, and I saw the Lions are a 7.5-point underdog at home in the NFL. That's a pretty big number. 7.5 points on Sunday against the Niners. And I start to say, you know, Bill, do you do a Jim Baker and just come clean on your show or the Zane podcast? What do you do? And I was like, no, I looked at the two deep. They released, and that's, you know, starters and backups. And Eric, I'm telling you, they're not a bad football team. I really believe 0-3 in the preseason and how bad they looked the last two games created this mass panic and fear of people, you know, like a Godzilla movie running the other way. And they all fear it, and it's not going to happen. And maybe this is good because a year ago, Meineke, I think, predicted 9-7 or 10-6 for the Lions, and they fired their coaches, and they had the worst defense in the NFL. So maybe all of this sky is falling because of preseason, or they don't have stud wide receivers. And Stafford's gone. Oh, little man, Stafford's gone. God. That this will be the reverse. It's like the sure bet. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, man, I'm taking the Niners. 7.5. The Lions are going to be lucky to win 2 games.
Let me just say. If they do win this game on Sunday, Monday is going to be bonkers. You are going to be, oh my gosh, you will be insufferable on your 50,000 watt 96.1. And I, oh my gosh, you are going to be laying it on so thick.
You know, speaking of thick, you did ask me, do you want to do a bet on air in regards to we make a prediction on over-under win total on the Lions this year.
Yeah.
And so I'm sticking with 9, which means I would get anything over it. You would get anything under it. And at the end of the year in winter, the loser would have to wash the other guy's car in the winter in a Speedo.
Yeah, I think that that would be fantastic. And in fact, if you if they win six, it's a wash. But if they win anything below that, I would win the bet. Anything above that.
I'll take the bet.
You will take that bet.
I'll take the bet.
Okay.
So anything, I agree, because you give me some leeway then at nine if golf gets hurt or whatever. That's fair. So we're going to do the over under a six. Six, it's a wash, and we don't have to wash.
Okay. How about this? How about this? Six, you and I both wash a car.
No. No, there has to be an escape hatch.
Okay. There has to be fine. All right.
You're scaring me. You're scaring me that you want you want to hang out with me in a Speedo.
We have to touch tips. Okay. Six six it's a wash. Seven. Yes. Six and up. I mean seven and up, you would win the bet. Five and down, I would win the bet. And
I'm with it 100%.
And then if I win the bet, you wash my car in a Speedo in my driveway, and I'll put it on video on all the social media. Same thing, vice versa, if you win the bet.
Yeah, and I'll just pull over to your house in my truck, and you can wash it. And then if I have to wash your vehicle, I'll hang out with all your one-eyed animals, and we'll just have a big party. Christmas party.
You know, I thought I was never going to hear anything about this. I thought that this was not going to see the light of day, but I
know, you know what? And I give you credit for giving me a little leeway, because if there are injuries or, you know, there's just, you know, things happen that are beyond my control, but it'll be fun. I really think after looking at the two deep roster, I feel real comfortable about the Lions, and you're right. Why doesn't the rest of the media see it? And I think the big thing is they lost Stafford, Marvin Jones Jr., Galladay, and people are like, well, how are they going to score? Well, I think Goff is going to actually be a better fit. Is he a better quarterback than Stafford? I think we'll find out this year, but I think he's going to be a better fit. Stafford didn't have a lot of touch on short throws. He had a heck of an arm, and they're going to have Hockenson, who's an all-pro. DeAndre Swift's going to play Sunday against the Niners, which is big. And I think they're going to have a different look to this offense. They're going to eat up a lot of clock, and I like them to win the game. I know 7.5 in the NFL. There's a saying in Vegas and even on the DraftKings Sportsbook app that you take when a team is an underdog more than 3 at home, you take the home team in the NFL.
All right. You sound like are you a degenerate gambler?
No, I'm not. But the opening weekend of college football and the opening weekend of the NFL, if you've ever been out to Vegas or anything, I'm not degenerate, but it's exciting. And because you don't know. And usually those are two good weekends that you can bet on teams before everyone knows they're bad or good.
Have you ever won more ever than $1,000?
Yes.
Have you ever lost more than $1,000?
Not of my own money, money that you've won. See, here's how I bet. I play like $10, 10-team parlays on DraftKings Sportsbook app. And then if you hit it and win $5,000, I'll withdraw. And I've done this like maybe five times in, you know, 5 years of betting. Is that then you withdraw like $3,000. You only put $10 in, and then you'll make a big bet you'll take a chance on. So wow. I'm not big on spending like big money on one game, but I'm big on taking a chance that you do a 12-team parlay for $5. And if they win, you could win $12,000, right? If they all, win. And that makes it fun. Then you're watching a bunch of games and you know, you lose, if you spend $50 on a weekend, you know, you still can feed your kids. I mean, I haven't gotten to the point where, you know, you're like, hey, Dad, what's for dinner? Well, because the Lions didn't cover, there isn't dinner.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, the refrigerator's empty. Yeah, well, you know what? If the Lions would have emptied the backfield, we'd be eating.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh, my gosh. Smart Lock 2K Cam and Doorbell 3-in-1 Triple Security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app. And oh, my God, this is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
Bill, back in the BBL days, there was a cast of characters, not the least of which was one Marcus Bradman. Now Marcus works for iHeart. Have you two had a conversation since you got entered the building at iHeart?
Yes. Yeah, you know what? Marcus was part of a Zoom, the welcome Zoom with everybody, and he was very, you know, well, I will say he thought the mute button was on initially, and he says, oh, my God, that ass is back. But okay. And then they said, hey, Marcus, mute, Marcus. And then he was fine. You know what?
Yeah.
Come on, man. We all go, when we're on the opposite side of the street in radio, the radio wars were some of the best parts of the business at any place I've ever been. You know, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Austin, Chicago, here in Michigan. I mean, it makes it fun. It's competitive. You're part of a team. And when you have a good team, I had with Bruce Law, he was awesome at Cumulus, and a great team that I have with Tim Fagan now in iHeart Grand Rapids, which you're a part of, which is awesome, that it's cool. It makes it fun going to work, so I'm excited.
Let me ask you this, Bill, entirely different topic, let's wrap it up with this. Where exactly were you when 9/11 happened as we get closer to this amazing anniversary of a horrible attack?
You know, I had just returned from Chicago. Brad Frank, Denny Middleton, we all lived in a house out there in Ada. And I woke up in the morning, and I was getting ready actually within the month to leave and go to L.A. and do a show there. So I was home for a couple weeks, I thought. I wasn't on the radio yet in West Michigan. And I woke up and Denny said, oh my God, turn on the TV. I had downstairs bedroom and I turned on the TV and I couldn't believe what I was watching. And it changed my life because what happened was all the hiring was put on hold in radio and a lot of fields. And I ended up staying in Grand Rapids and started September 23rd, 2001. You know, where I'm still at today, so it was cool to stay home. It made me feel good about America. No matter what you want to say about President Bush, I thought the guy handled that situation as good as any president's handled anything in America. And I was watching Turning Point, which is on Netflix, which goes into why 9/11 happened, pre-9/11, post-9/11, and inside 9/11. And it's some of the most powerful television on Netflix I've ever watched. I watched it last night, did the binge watch on it. And well, what I really remarked or said to myself, Eric, was the unity of America that was evident after one of the darkest days in our country's history and where our country's at so divided today. I mean, it really is. And how Afghanistan began, ironically, because of 9/11. And then we still are dealing with exiting Afghanistan today. So it made you think. But also, when America comes together, there's nothing better. There really isn't. And when we're split, there's nothing worse.
Well said, Bill. You know, I think we all kind of look back on that fateful day, and I just can't get over the fact that it has been 20 years. My gosh. Mm.
You know, speaking of 20 years, on Saturday, you're a guy that runs, you're in shape. For the last 10 years at LMCU Ballpark, where the Whitecaps play, they do the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb, where you can bring your family out, or you can walk up and down one flight, or you can do 110 flights to pay tribute to the heroes who went up the stairs as people were coming down. And even watching that last night and the jet fuel coming down stairwells, geez, and elevators, and it's just horrible. Things I never knew about 9/11 in this Turning Point Netflix docuseries.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Well, you really should. But if you get a chance, anybody, yourself, Eric, or anybody listening, anywhere, LMCU Ballpark, 8 a.m. registration Saturday. Money goes to Fallen Firefighters Fund. They've done it for 10 years. And especially on the 20th anniversary, a way of, walking in the shoes of firefighters and first responders. And I'll be there. They got a pancake breakfast afterwards. And stop out, man. I think it's something that's right up your alley, and I think most of your audience.
Bill, that sounds like a fantastic thing. I'm glad that they're doing that. And I want to just conclude with a prediction. And if you could, a score on the big game Sunday for the Lions hosting the Niners.
Lions win 27-24 on an Austin Siebert field goal. Lions 1-0. And then listen to the Huge Show Monday at 3 on 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids and across the Huge Radio Network, because I won't stop talking about myself for 3 hours.
I hope they lose just so that we can hear you not talk about it. And the Lions lose, and then Bill won't even address it.
Nope. Won't talk about the game. I go, hey, how about that Michigan-Washington game?
Or hey.
Youngstown State, Michigan State.
Let's talk ladies volleyball.
Wings, hey, Wings training camp. Zane's going to break it down.
All right, get out of here. Have a great day, okay?
I love you, Eric. You're a good
man. I love you too, buddy. Likewise. Thank you so much. The one and only Bill Simonson. How about that right there? Always good to have Bill on. So the bet is made. I did not see that coming. We are going to do the bet. Wow. So here you go. And unlike my former show, let's be honest here. If you listen, some of you may know, a couple of years ago, they did this really dumb thing where they put like football team names, pro teams, in a hat, and you draw out a name, and that's your team for the week. And you draw a couple names, and if they win, then it adds to your win total. And whoever has the worst record, they have to do some wacky stunt. Okay? So the way they did it is dumb, because it was all just random drawing. There was no thought behind it. And then the season ends, and one of the losers is a loser. And then they just didn't do anything with it. They just never, ever paid off the bet. Dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And then now their whole audience on Reddit is always bitching at them. Hey, whatever happened to that? These fuckers don't even acknowledge it in any way. They just stick their fingers right into the eye of their audience. It's kind of the way they work right now.